wasteland of hell, and something began lifting me up. And I didn't know what it was, but that was the Lord's presence lifting me up at that point. So I could see a little bit more of hell, and I could see that raging pit of fire with all the people screaming in it, and individual pits of fire with people in their own individual pit burning, and the demons all around clawing at me. Most of the ones that were around me were chained to the walls. I can't explain, but they were chained to the walls. I was glad they couldn't get to me, but I looked at them, and I thought they were so powerful as the one that picked me up and threw me into the wall. I was like the weight of a water glass to it. They had tremendous strength. And I thought, who could fight off these creatures? No one. And you're just hopelessly lost there for eternity. And as I began going up into the darkness, it's already dark there, but there's just a little bit of light by the flames, and it barely travels. But as I went up into this tunnel, as I'm being raised up, it got darker and darker until it was pitch, absolutely pitch black. And I was in complete terror at that moment. And right then, when I was just desperately crying out, the Lord showed up, just in a bright light all of a sudden. And
what was the sensation in your body when you saw him?
Well, to go from 1 second earlier to be lost for eternity to the next second, knowing he placed it back in my mind that I was a Christian. So I instantly knew who it was, that it was Jesus. I said, Jesus. And he said, I am. And I just fell at his feet like a dead man. I just collapsed at his feet. And I just wanted to worship him forever and ever. I wanted to thank him over and over and over again for rescuing me, that he's the only way out of this place, is knowing Jesus. And I was so grateful. And I, you know, when you're in his presence, you don't really want to ask questions. You just want to worship him. But yet thoughts came to my mind of questions. And I thought, Lord, why did you send me to this place? And he answered my thought. And he said, because many people do not believe in hell. He said, even some of my own people do not believe that hell exists. That surprised me, but there's been many people that have called in to us, even on radio shows, that Christians that have said they don't believe in hell. But man,
now outside of your experience, you realize that if he hadn't gone there to be able to report back to us, and he had gone there because he was a non-believer, he could have never gotten back. Has that thought ever crossed your mind, what it would have been like to be there for all of eternity?
I just can't even really imagine. I mean, when I was there, I did imagine it, and it was horrible to live with that thought, to never get out. You know, there's nobody on earth that's ever experienced utter hopelessness. You could always die to get out of it.
All right, what else did he tell you when he came and rescued you?
He said he wanted me to go tell people that he loves everyone. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. And he allowed me to feel a piece of his heart at that moment. I saw people dropping one after another back down that shaft that I had come up. And I felt so bad for the people, but he allowed me to feel a little bit of his heart, what he feels for the people. And he wept over people going into hell. He doesn't want one person to go there. It hurt him so much that the amount he allowed me to feel, I couldn't stand it. I had to ask him to stop. I can't stand feeling what you feel. Just a little piece of what he let.
So you felt being separated from God, and you didn't like that one bit, and then you felt his hurt over humans that choose to go to hell rather than surrendering to God.
Exactly. Just like he wept over Jerusalem when he came into the city. He's weeping over the people. It hurts him more than you can imagine for people to go there, but he's a just God.
Did he indicate when he's going to return?
He just told me, he said, I tell him I'm coming back very, very soon. And he repeated himself and said, I'm coming back very, very soon.
Did you hear that? He said, do you think that Bill had this experience just for the heck of it? It was for you. Hello, Sid Roth here with Bill and Annette Weiss. Bill is basically minding his own business, and he finds himself dropping. He ends up in a cell in hell, real hell. And Jesus took his memory away from him that he was a believer, and so he experienced what it was like to be in hell and not know Jesus and have no chance of reversal. None. Eternity there. But then you said that Jesus came. He told you what you had gone through because he wants you to tell people about this. And then he said he was coming back soon. Now, Annette, this was about 3 in the morning, and he spent, according to the book, 23 minutes in hell. So at about 3:23 or so, what did you hear? What did you observe?
Well, I was in a sound sleep, Sid, and I knew it was 3:23 because I automatically turned to my left and I looked at the clock. So we had a big digital clock that said 3:23. And I heard screams. Bill was not beside me, so I proceeded down the hallway. And I found Bill in a state I'd never seen him in. If you know
Is
Bill...
Is he an emotional person at all?
No.
Very level?
He's very steady, consistent, calm, and more reserved by nature.
Is he a real weeper?
No, he's not a complainer. He's a weeper, or he doesn't, his emotions don't go up and down.
Hmm.
He's stable. He's a very stable man.
What was he doing when you saw him? What did you hear?
Well, I saw him in a fetal position on our living room floor, and he was holding the sides of his head, and he was screaming, "The Lord took me to hell. Pray for me. Pray for me. You know, pray that this fear goes out of my mind." And I was just like, I mean, of course, I was in shock at first. I was relieved in one sense that he wasn't having a heart attack, because when I found him like that, I thought, oh my, you know, what is happening? And so I just went up to him and I started to pray for him.
There was no warning before you went to bed? There was nothing unstable about what he was saying, doing, or thinking?
No, we just had a normal, I mean, we had gone to a prayer meeting, came home, went to bed, went to sleep like any other night, so nothing unusual.
Okay. Only you can answer this. He loved God before. He loves God now. Did he witness to everyone that could breathe and tell them about the reality of Jesus before this event?
He was a more evangelistic person as far as his nature goes. He would try to witness to clients and things like that. But after this experience, it was like an urgency of, I've got to get on the phone, I've got to call my family, we've got to fly out there.
Bill, why?
Well, the reality of hell just really makes you aware that this place is final. I mean, that people, and we have to open up our mouths. If we don't, they're going to go there. So I just felt like, you know, I've got to do everything I can in the short time God's given us and make it count and witness to everybody that I can.
Listen, when you were a young man, you went through something that should have been it. A shark, you were swimming, and a shark grabbed hold of you and literally was going to bite off, was it your arm or leg?
My leg. I was with a friend surfing. And
what happened?
The shark grabbed me, pulled me off my board, bit my board right in half, and grabbed my leg, pulled me down, and miraculously let me go. And the guy next to me got his leg torn off, so we watched him be dragged up on the beach. But
so that was fear. How did that fear compare to the fear you experienced in hell?
That fear was terrible, but it was paled in comparison to what you go through in hell. It's no comparison.
So I assume that the minute you came to your senses, you started telling everyone about this experience?
Yes, I did. People don't have to believe me. It's not about believing me. It's about believing what the Bible has to say about hell, that there's scriptures, over 150 scriptures.
Wait a
about
second. You believed in hell before this happened. What is
right.
The difference now?
I did. I knew it was fire, and I was, thank God I was saved from it. But I really didn't realize the severity of it, how terrible it is that you do suffer actual literal